spider and grandpa spider, the long legged ones.
Mm-hmm.
We would call them grandpa spiders. They don't bother us.
Do you ever remember people, when you were coming up, using old kind of remedies where they used maybe the parts of trees that were underground or something like that?
Mom always used, let me think the name of it. It's a plant you break off a piece and use that juice from it. It's especially good on burns, long tip of tongue. Aloe vera plant. Now that stuff works. It ain't no old remedy or nothing. It works.
Yeah. Old remedies never work, huh?
I say it does work.
Yeah.
Well, some people say that, a bunch of hog work. I think it works better than most medicines they got now. Mom used to have all kinds of stuff. Mainly that aloe vera plant.
What would they make filet out of?
Filet.
Have you ever seen them make them? No, I've never seen them make them. Usually, I mean, probably, I think it's out of a leaf of some type. Yeah, I'm not sure. Okay, well, what about the type of trees you got around here? Well, mostly right down here close to your salt water, you got, in this area, is talitrees, or that Japanese elm. They grow wild everywhere, and a little bit further up, you got a few pines down here. A little bit further up, you got a lot of pines and oak trees. And we got oaks down here also. They grow good here. You got your pin oaks, some water oaks, your pine trees, your tallow trees, and your cypress trees. You got a lot of cypress trees down here.
Yeah. You got that tree with a big white scaly bark and white limbs? Balls on them?
Sycamore trees?
Yeah,
you got a few of those down here. You got a few elm trees. And you got your pecan trees down here.
Yeah.
A lot of people got pear trees.
Yeah.
And,
well, you never heard of people raising cherries here? You never had a...
No, I really haven't.
Wild?
No.
Okay. What now? That sort of bush that would turn red early in the fall, people used to use it with tan leather whips. Sumac or shumac, you got that?
I've never heard of it down here.
Okay. What breaks you out?
The poison ivy and poison oak.
You got that?
Oh yeah, we got it.
What's the difference between the two of them?
Your poison oak looks a lot like an oak leaf. Your poison ivy looks like a sticker bush, a briar patch bush, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You got your tint color to it. I mean, I can show it to you in the woods, but, you know.
All right, what, now, the berries you might raise, or you might get
berries?
Yeah.
Well, you got your strawberries. It grows good down here, and you got your wild, your dewberries, and,
Raspberries?
No. And you got your, that's the old nut berry.
Oh,
I can't think of it. There, you got a big tree in the back. You got these berries on it. It's, it looks like a blackberry, but it's not. It's,
you got me there. I wouldn't know what it is.
Well, we got one. It's just as big as an oak tree. It's loaded with these berries in spring.
You know, the
cone tip my tongue.
Yeah. You know pretty much a lot of the trees and stuff around here, I guess, because you've been hunting and enjoy being outside.
Right.
Now, when a married man didn't want to make up his mind about something, he'd say, I better ask.
You ask the old lady, you. That's what I say. I get chewed out about that a lot. I used to say the old lady or the wife, mostly the old lady.
What would your wife call you?
My husband.